morning. Will you all please be seated?
Scorn may have gone to sleep. It's the agenda's up, or it was. Oh. Oops, that's wrong. All right.
Okay. I want to welcome everybody to our Palmetto College's campus's Faculty Senate meeting today in Lancaster. I'd like to begin quickly by introducing your leadership team. I'm your chair this year, Henny van Bulk. Our past chair is Julie Fontenot. Our vice chair is Thomas Bragg. He will be our chair before we go home this afternoon, hopefully. Our secretary is Melody Lane. Our member at large is Chris Bundrick. Our faculty manual liaison is Andy Yingst. And he has also agreed this year to serve as our archivist. We'll begin with the report from the administrators with Susan Elkins's, our chancellor's report, and I believe Dr. Nesbitt is going to give that report.
Thank you, Henny. And first of all, let me thank the Dean Collins and all of the Lancaster folks for your hospitality and hosting the Senate here today. It's the first time I've been in this building, and it is certainly a wonderful addition to an already beautiful campus, so really glad to be here. Let me express, first of all, on behalf of Dr. Elkins, her sincere regret for not being able to attend the meeting today. She's at a conference in California, a national conference, the University Professional Continuing Education Association. She's giving a presentation there on Palmetto College, and of course she's also out there learning as much as she can to bring back to us as well. So she did provide a report, and copies are on the back row there if you'd like to get one. I have the report here. I'm going to just hit some highlights. I'm not going to read it to you, but Dr. Elkins says that let me begin by extending thanks to Dean Walt Collins along with our senators from USC Lancaster and all of the faculty and staff for their gracious hospitality in hosting us today. She says that she also says that it's been a pleasure and privilege to work with Chair Henny van Bulk, the members of the executive committee, the faculty manual liaison, Andy Yingst, Ms. Jean Carano in her role for supporting the work of the Senate and all of you this year. She wants to touch on five brief items. First of all, spring enrollment. Overall, the headcount enrollment for the campuses was up 9.11%, and FTE enrollment was up 5.82% from spring of last year. This is the largest increase for all of the USC campuses. So congratulations to everyone on that. Regarding the financial health of the campuses and Palmetto College Online, budget meetings have been held and are ongoing this year. Each of the units is projecting balanced budgets by the year's end, and an additional 2% raise is proposed by the legislature at this time for the next fiscal year. All tenure and promotion candidates have been submitted to the Office of the Provost for review. We have 11 candidates for tenure and promotion and 2 for promotion only. She thanks Professor Augie Grant, who's the current chair of the USC Columbia Faculty Senate, and Professor Jim Knapp, who's the past chair, for their continuing work with us, with the Palmetto College's Palmetto College campuses Faculty Senate, and we've already produced some positive results and anticipate many other accomplishments from our collaborative work together in the future. She also points out several progress items this year that were identified by the Faculty Senate Executive Committee, including the development of a Faculty Senate handbook for which Palmetto College will be providing a $2,500 stipend this summer for work on developing a Senator handbook. The results of the faculty survey for 2015 and 16 were presented by Dr. Ray McManus to the chancellor and deans in March 2016, followed by a discussion regarding next steps. And I know that's, of course, on our agenda for today as well. Funding was made available for the new Chris Plyler Award, and the John Duffy Award continues. And, of course, we'll be presenting those awards this afternoon. Some other improvements that she notes are improvements to the website, a new newsletter that was launched in December, and campus websites, which will be developed or, I guess, improved or changed beginning in May of this year. Again, the report is available on the back row for anyone who would like to view that. There's also an enrollment report attached to that as well. So that concludes Dr. Elkins' report. Henny, I'll go ahead and just go ahead and roll into the next one. My report as Associate Provost, wanted to let you know that a couple of reminders for next year. Campus descriptions are due for the next TMP cycle April 15th to our office, to Jean or myself. And once again, I mentioned this back in February. I'll say it again. Reminder to all candidates for next year that your list of external reviewers is due to Jean and or me by June the 1st. But I strongly recommend that you and your campus supervisor begin working on this list much earlier than that, because last year, if we wait until May, many people have left for the semester, and it's difficult to get verification that people would be willing to serve as external reviewers. So I would start now on that process. I'm happy to report that at the last Senate meeting, the Senate approved the addition of Palm 495 service learning as part of both the liberal studies and organizational leadership degree programs, and that has proceeded to the Curriculum Courses Committee. It is on their agenda to approve, and I received notice from the secretary of the committee that there were no questions about it, so I'm anticipating that it will be approved. Perhaps Dr. Castleberry might be able to give us more information in his report on that. Enrollment numbers for BLS-BOL, we currently have 345 students, 216 in the liberal studies degree program, and 129 in the organizational leadership program. And those are almost identical to last year. We're actually down 11 students in organizational leadership, but we're up 12 in liberal studies. So, of course, many of them graduated in May and December of last year. So I think we're doing well to hold our own. This May, we have a total of 53 students who have applied for graduation. But certainly, we hope that we'll have some continued increases in those two degree programs. Extended University, our Fort Jackson enrollment is rebounding, and although our total numbers are not large, they represent a 150% increase over this time last year, so we're very happy about that trend. I wanted to also announce that on May the 5th on the Columbia campus, the Alpha Sigma Lambda chapter of, or the Palmetto College chapter of Alpha Sigma Lambda, which is a National Adult Student Honor Society, will hold its induction ceremony for new students in the Gresset Room on the Columbia campus, May the 5th. And all students from all campuses who are eligible for that induction ceremony have received invitations. And we'll be following up with the deans, academic deans, to help promote that as well. In faculty news, sad to announce the retirement of Dr. Joe Pappin at the end of the semester. For those of you who don't know, Joe's a veteran of our system and has been teaching philosophy for Extended University for a number of years, about 10 years now. And we're certainly sad to see him go, but wish Joe and Gay much happiness in retirement years. Dr. Mary Yelm has recently published an article in Upstart, which is a journal called Not Your Professor's Hamlet. Dr. Janet Hudson has had a book chapter published entitled Envisioning Opportunity in the Great War, Black Carolinian Seize the Moment, and she also received a RISE research grant for visualizing African-American soldiers' World War I experiences. North Carolinians exemplify the nation. Dr. R. Mac Jones, also known to us affectionately as Dawson, had an interview published recently with novelist Mark Powell in the Fiction Writers Review. Dr. Matt Rashad was featured in the USC Times for his ongoing research on music and the brain. Dr. Shelley Jones will serve as an editor for the Digital Mitford Project, an active digital humanities project whose aim is to archive Mary Russell Mitford's extensive writings. And she also had an article published called Teaching Commonplace Ephemera, Digital Experiments in Romantic Era Commonplace Books and Newspaper Verse. Dr. Melody Lynn published two articles recently, and a third is forthcoming later this year. And she also is presenting at two conferences upcoming soon, and was elected earlier this year as editor of the Carolinas Communication Association for a three-year term. And that concludes my reports. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Chris. And I certainly want to add my thanks to Dean Collins and all of his faculty staff for hosting this meeting here today for our Senate. Dean Collins, do you have a report on the Lancaster campus?
Thank you, Chairman. Welcome, everybody. We're glad to welcome you to USC Lancaster Day today, and we're glad to welcome you to Founders Hall. When the Senate last met 2 years ago on this campus, we were 3 months from opening this building. We had hoped to meet here then, but we weren't able to. So it's a pleasure to welcome you to Founders Hall today. Founders Hall was the culminating project of our 50th anniversary campaign, and much-needed classroom and faculty office spaces, and wonderful art gallery and art studio downstairs. If you have a chance to wander around today, I hope you'll to look downstairs. I think Chris Bundrick also wants to show off the faculty lounge, which is very nice upstairs from here. Nice space. But we're grateful to the many donors in our 50th anniversary campaign, most notably Founders Federal Credit Union, who is our lead donor for this building, and many other corporate donors and individual donors as well. So this we've enjoyed this space for about 18 months, and we have a few issues with the whiteboards that we're trying to address, but it's been a great space for faculty, staff, and students to carry out our mission in. Right after the building opened, it won an architectural design award. The architectural firm who designed it submitted it, and it won an award for that. And it also is a designated LEED Silver building. It's the only building of that designation in our county. So we're very proud of Founders Hall. March 17th, our enrollment stood at 1470 in terms of headcount, which made us 14% ahead of headcount for spring 15. We were 11% up in FTE as well. So we're spring 16 numbers look very good. We're very proud of that. The work of the admissions office and so many others in that to give us that number. We're doing interviews right now for faculty searches in English, econ, and computer science. Interviews and campus visits continue. Most of the English candidates will be on campus next week, so we're excited to meet those potential faculty members. Some faculty accomplishments include the publication of his book, Confederate Political Economy, Creating and Managing a Southern Comparatist Nation, 1861 to 1865. That's Dr. Michael Bonner's book, which will be published by LSU Press on May 11th. Professor Katrina Kendrick will also give a presentation at the Transforming Librarians Through Technology Conference at USC Upstate on May 5th. Dr. Dana Lawrence last weekend presented in Boston Verona's Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, Tourism and Commemoration at the Renaissance Society of America. And Drs. Kim Richardson, Liz Easley, and Stephen Criswell also were recently notified of online course development grants through Palmetto College. Also want to congratulate our recently elected SGA representatives, President Adam Whetstone, Vice President Morgan Humphreys, and Secretary Treasurer Allison Hyman. And then just yesterday, we were recognized and awarded Teacher of the Year awards to three professors. Professor Alan Pangburn from Math, Science, and Nursing won for their division. Dr. Garani Garani, one for the Humanities Division, teaches French and Italian for us. And then Dr. Susan Cruz, who's with us today, won the overall Distinguished Teacher of the Year, Assistant Professor of Sociology. Congratulations. Lots of other work continues on campus as we look to about 3 weeks out from commencement. Lots of other work happening, sprucing up buildings. One of the biggest projects that's coming up late spring and summer is some renovation in Star Hall, which is one of the oldest buildings on campus. Some renovation for a new office for academic and student affairs and new space for the Office of Admissions and Records. A few other things I'll announce. The Educational Foundation of USC Lancaster held Laps for Lancers, a 5K, 10K, and 1 mile fun run on March 19th. And so we had lots of community and campus participation in that. The run actually takes place around the campus, and it was a lot of good fun that morning. Yesterday, we held our inaugural celebration of research and productive scholarship here on campus. We kind of put several events together this year. The recognition for the Distinguished Teacher of the Year Award was made during that, and our admissions office also organized an open house for prospective high school students. So it was a nice event yesterday. Dr. Sailhorse, Dr. Easley, Dr. Catledge, and Ms. Carnes are the sponsors for the Research Club, which put that event on. And today at lunch, we'll be in the room where they were yesterday, and many of the displays will still be there for you to see today, the research displays. And those feature work by faculty, staff, and students. So take a look at those. Also at lunch today, there'll be some artwork on the tables where you'll sit to eat. Our Art Studio 320 Intermediate Ceramics class students did those, and I hope you enjoy looking at that today as well. And finally, the Lancaster Players will do Much Ado About Nothing next weekend. So that's April 15th, 16th, and 17th in Stevens Auditorium. This is an adaptation of Shakespeare's play set in a mobile home park. And finally, I did say finally before, but really finally, Dr. Stephen Criswell, who just walked in, invites you to the Native American Studies Center after Senate today, 119 South Main Street in Lancaster. I think also Gene sent out an email last night. Three new exhibits on display. And the artist in residence from the fall semester will be there today. She's a basket weaver, and she'll be selling some of her baskets that she has made. So hopefully you'll have some time to head there. You can get there in less than 5 minutes, and it's a great place to see. So welcome. If we can do anything for you, hope you'll let us know if you need copies or whatever. There's also, Gene also wrote on the board over there, if you can't get on the guest access, if you want to get on the fac staff access for Wi-Fi, the password's on the board. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Dean Collins. Next, we hear the report from Sakahatchin. I believe the report will begin by Dr. Art. Is that correct?
Thank you, Henny. Thank you, Walt and Ron, for having us, all your staff. Dr. Carmichael regrets she couldn't be here. She asked me to give a report for Sakahatchin. I'm pleased to report that the Fullerton Foundation has awarded U.S. Sakahatchin a $100,000 grant towards the creation of a high-fidelity nursing laboratory, which will be on our Walterboro campus. It's going to be state-of-the-art. We need about $500,000 more, but $100,000 is a pretty good start. We are extending sympathies to Miles and Ann Lodeholt of Barnwell for the loss of their son, John Lodeholt. He was killed in a car crash in Barnwell County. Miles is a longtime member of the Sakahatchin Local Commission, and he's also a current member of our Board of Trustees at USC. Commencement this year will be held at Sakahatchin and Allendale in the Commons area on April the 9th at 12 noon, which is a Friday. Our speaker will be Vernita Dorr, who is the Deputy Undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Office. She will give the keynote speech. Congratulations to this year 2016 recipients of the Dean's Awards. Dr. Martha McKevlin won the award for excellence in teaching. Dr. Brian Lai won the award for the excellence in service for this year, and Dr. Lee Kai won the award for excellence in scholarship. USC Sakahatchin was featured in USC Times for March. The last two pages talks about our rural nursing program and our campuses and our area. So if you haven't seen that, this is a real good write-up about us there. Our faculty have been extremely busy this spring. Dr. Tom Bragg has published his first book, and it's entitled Space and Narrative in the 19th Century British Historical Novel, and that's by Ashgate from the UK publishers. Tom. Dr. Sarah Miller gave two well-received talks, one, the Colonial Games to the Doors of the American Revolution. She's planning to give one on the early American presidential elections in April, Dr. Miller. Dr. Kilpatrick presented Pine Barrens Tree Frog Project results at the Association of Southern Biologists. He also led two nature walks, one in Walterboro Wildlife Sanctuary and the other at Yeaman's Hall in the Hanahan area near Charleston in March. Dr. Sam Downs has published the effects of three pedagogies on learning outcomes in a psychology of gender lecture, a quasi-experimental study in the journal Teaching of Psychology. April Cohn, who is our nursing director, has been named the Amy V. Cockcroft Leadership Fellow by the University for her work in the nursing program. Dr. Lee Kai has published a couple of articles dealing with his work with cancer cells, one in the current Organic Chemistry Journal and the other in the ACS Chemistry, Chemical Biological Journal. He also gave an oral presentation in San Diego at the Chemical Biological Association on his research using cancer cells and sugars and viruses to slow down the development of cancer cells. I can't read these words, Lee. I know it's important, but I don't know half the stuff in it. Dr. Kai was also awarded this year the very prestigious RISE grant from the university to do his scholarship in the summertime. Dr. Brian Lai published some inequalities involving geometric and harmonic means in the International Mathematical Forum this past spring. He also presented some of his work on power towers and digital routes at the American Mathematical Association at the University of Georgia, and he also presented the same research at the Carolina Mathematical Seminar at Newberry College. Two of Dr. Brian Lai's students, and I think one with Dr. Nguani as well, Dalton Etheridge and John Reiser presented their student research at the Eagle Undergraduate Mathematical Conference at Georgia Southern University and at the Mathematical Association of American Southeastern Section at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Dr. Lee Kite was also elected the section vice chair for two-year colleges at that meeting in Birmingham. And finally, Dr. David Hatch and his student Caitlin Jones have been awarded a Magellan grant for this year to work on a project entitled the 100th Anniversary of the Easter Rising. I'm assuming that's in Ireland. Yeah, I'm not a historian, but okay. Any questions from Salkehatchee? Our enrollment's around 1,100 as projected. A lot of stuff's going on, as you know. We're having our academic awards ceremony, and in graduation, April's always a busy month. Any questions? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Arth, for that report. Next, we will hear from Dean Michael Sontag, USC Sumter.
Walt, Ron, thanks for hosting us today. Wonderful building. I'm a little envious, as I'm sure many of us are. Beautiful place and beautiful day to be here. So let me get right with it. We have had a very busy couple of months since we last met. The Fire Ant baseball team is 27-11 overall and 13-3 in Region 10. They have two-game lead on Spartanburg Methodist, which is the second-place team. And sorry, Walt, I got to say this. they just finished the weekend series with USCL, winning 3 of the 4 games. We've won 20 of their last 23 games, so they're on a streak again. Fire Ant softball is 9-16 in season play, and they're focused very much right now on their Fire Ant 5K color run, which is being held May 4th at 9 a.m. If any of you are runners, I encourage you to come over to Sumter. The last couple of years, it has been a wonderful event, lots of nice pictures, and the weather usually cooperates, so hope you'll consider joining that. All of our athletes are volunteering for the Special Olympics on April 21st. They do a tremendous amount of public service, and we're very proud of that. We are holding our campus day April 22nd from 9 to 2. That's for our on-campus students, but also the local junior and senior high school students come to campus to learn what it's like to be a USC Sumter student. It's usually a lot of fun. And on there's several dates here, April 21st and 22nd at 8 p.m. and April 23rd at 2 p.m., Dr. Park Bucher is reviving the presence of live student-driven theater on our campus with his series of one-act plays called Under the Red, White, and Blue, classic American one-act plays. So we're looking forward to that activity on campus. Faculty and staff continue to be incredibly productive on our campus. Dr. Mary Ellen Blanca recently presented She Blinded Me with Science, Victorian Women Go Wild About Botany. It was a very interesting part of our monthly seminar series that Kajal Ghoshroy established and kind of makes it work well, and we're very happy for that. That was an outgrowth. Mary Ellen's presentation was an outgrowth of a RISE grant that she had received previously. Dr. Wei-Ying Chang, who has been with us a year as our new physics instructor, has really gotten students involved. They made three presentations at the American Physical Society in March in Baltimore. The titles are the same, but they did them in three parts: examining the needs and dispositions of Sumter School District high school students with regard to studying physics. She took three students with her for that. Dr. Kajal Ghoshroy received a RISE grant for her research titled Titanium Dioxide Nanoparticle Encapsulation and Cytotoxic Effects on Crop Plant Species. Dr. Jean-Luc Grosso was reappointed as USC Sumter McDavid Professorship in Business Administration. I skipped one. Blaine De Silva, who is with us today, is presenting a paper at the Southeastern Sociological Society later this month in Atlanta. Dr. Austin Jenkins was awarded the SGA Teacher of the Year. Dr. Salma Cias and several students are presenting today in Myrtle Beach at the annual South Carolina Psychological Association. Sal's paper is called When Selecting Non-Kin Favors Kin, Hamilton's Rule Revisited. And then the students and Dr. Macias are presenting Scientific Literacy, a Survey of Student Understanding. Dr. Ray McManus has been very productive the last couple of months. He's had 9 poems accepted for publication. The names of those are Post-Op, There Is a Risk of Swelling, Bruising, and Tenderness, and The Healing Muse. I'm sorry, that's In the Healing Muse. More titles: When a Dog Comes Back Rabid, We Were All Dead Once, and Natural Selection. That will appear in Red Truck Review. And then Caveman Survey, How Boys Are Measured, Man Spread. Those will all be forthcoming in the Good Men Project. And the final one is For the Hardest to Reach Places. That's the Prairie Schooner, forthcoming soon. Dr. Henny Van Bulk presented Medical Practice Management Winning Strategies post-2015 at the Academy of Business Research. That was a publication in the Academy of Business Research Journal. And then he made a presentation, Meaningful Use and Examination of 2015 CMS Proposed and Final Rules. That was presented at the Academy of Business Research in New Orleans. We have several faculty and staff searches going on, and we recently successfully concluded a search in student disabilities, hiring April Andrews, who is a former USC Sumter student and had worked for us previously in the records office. We have a search underway in student activities, and we are near completing a search for a new Palmetto College coordinator, and we are looking forward to having those positions filled very soon. We also just successfully concluded a tenure-track search in history, hiring Dr. Bianca Rowlett, and very excited to add her to the faculty. And the final piece of news that I want to share, and this is new for the USC Sumter faculty and sort of announcing it for the first time. Last night we attended our Greater Sumter Chamber of Commerce yearly banquet where they gave out awards. And many of you have heard me for the last year talking about improvements we're making to campus, cleaning up, landscaping, cleaning the buildings, those sorts of things. USC Sumter was very proud to be awarded last night the 2015 Sumter Green Beautification Award by the City of Sumter and the Greater Sumter Chamber of Commerce. So very happy about that. Thank you. Any questions? Thanks.
Thank you, Dean Sontag. The next we'll hear from Acting Dean John Catalano, USC Union.
Thank you, sir. Morning. It seems so weird to be on this campus as a visitor, you know. I started here in 1982 as an adjunct instructor at $1,100 a course and didn't sign a contract here till 84. That was at $20,000 a year. Thought I was rich as hell, y'all. 20 grand. Ever since then, I've been on this campus till November, and I got to tell all my old friends here, I miss you guys every single day. As much as I love my new job, this is a great campus and a great place to work. I don't miss Suzanne Peniel. She's the one that said that Mike Sontag looks like a young me. Anyway, our enrollment's up in Union. Yeah. We're actually up about 20% in headcount and 23% in FTE this fall. I admit most of that's concurrent increases, but we're making some headway in regular students as well. We think that some two new housing projects we're working on, one that should be ready in August for student housing, and some new sports teams and working on a nursing program. We have some things in place that we think will help. The biggest thing, of course, are the two new scholarship programs in Union and Lawrence County that will allow any student coming out of Union County with a 3.0 or Lawrence County with a 2.0 to come for free, tuition and fees. So we're hoping that gives us a big boost this fall. We had faculty and staff awards last night. Professor Ivy, for the seventh time, won Teacher of the Year. But Professors Maggie Aziz, who Ron Cox is trying to steal from us, and Tara Fatimi, many of you know her as a senator last year, were runners-up. Mr. Greer was the adjunct teacher of the year. Mr. Gregory was staff of the year. We were happy for all of them. The English search is moving forward. We had 85 applicants. You know, we were shocked that there would be 85. That kind of speaks to the state of you English professors now, doesn't it, Suzanne? I imagine the only thing we could get more applicants for would be philosophy. I don't know. I'm not sure. Mr. Brandon Simpson will start this summer as a new philosophy instructor as well as our new disabilities services coordinator. Some of you old-timers, Robert, will remember... we'll remember Alan Charles. Remember Alan Charles? He's decided to come out of his lazy retirement and will start back as a full-time instructor in the fall. Those of you who remember Alan knows when I say that he has a face for radio and a voice to match, you guys, I hope he comes next year. He's a really good guy and one of the best history teachers you would ever meet. We're doing a lot of facilities work in Union. You know, it doesn't quite look like this campus yet, but give us two or three years and it's going to look very nice. We have a couple projects underway on the grounds, Patrons Park, a student courtyard, some roofing projects that are going on, windows replacement projects, all kinds of. You wouldn't think windows would cost over $50,000, but they do, y'all. Commencement's going to return to the auditorium this year from True Luck Gym back to the auditorium, and we're excited about that. It'll be on the same day as Lancaster's. Mick Mulvaney will be the speaker, U.S. Congressman, and we're looking forward to that. Our budget's in good shape, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean Catalano. I always say that the primary job of chairman is to get everybody in and out in time. We had a late start this morning, but we're 10 minutes early, so we did good. We have the committee meetings now. The rooms are listed on the screen over there. Then after the meetings at 12 till 1 o'clock, we have luncheon in the Bradley Arts Building, which is the building one over. And then we will reconvene here at 1 o'clock sharp for our afternoon session.